Welcome to the program Success Recipe. Before I begin, I want to take some time to remind you of who you are. There is a seed of greatness within you. Therefore, birth it out. The world is waiting for the next hero, which is you. We are still cruising on the topic developing ideal habits. We've dwelt extensively on the habits of being decisive, the habits of giving God first place in our lives, and we are still on the faith habit. Norman Peale exposes, and I quote, "Think, believe, and visualize success. Keep believing as long as you live." End of quote. You must give sound to your aspirations. Affirm aloud daily what you want to be, do, and have with great belief and expectancy. Faith should be rooted in the omnipotence of God and in our connection with Him. Such faith is orchestrated when we are in communion with God through prayers and becoming a partner with Him in the journey of life. Faith in God, faith in yourself, and faith in your life's purpose is what will make your life powerful and invincible. In life, you either travel in fear or you triumph in faith. If we must move forward, we need to think upward. Faith arouses the upward thinking power. We cannot become more than we believe we are. We cannot do more than we believe we can do. We cannot have more than we mentally receive. Your life rises according to the level of your faith. And faith is the anchor that holds your life in the success domain. And now the happy habit. Groucho Marx states, and I quote, "Each morning when I open my eyes, I say to myself, I, not events, have the power to make me happy or unhappy today. I can choose which it shall be. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I have just one day. Today, and I'm going to be happy in it." End of quote. Happiness is a mental condition rather than a material condition. Mental condition is determined by choices rather than chances. Happiness begins when you shift your focus from self to others. Selfishness is the womb of unhappiness, and selflessness is the domain of happiness. Happiness is the custodian of those who are sold out to holiness, cultivating virtues that purifies the soul. Unhappiness is the fate of those who are slaves to their passion and impulses, churning down their lives with vices that wrecks destinies.